Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen has agreed to adopt a change to the policy that set a cap on health insurance opt-out for town employees. The opt-out policy was instituted several years ago, and two employees have taken advantage of the annual lump sum instead of the insurance. However, when union contracts for the town crew members in the highway department were negotiated in 2018, a $15,000 cap was approved. On March 5th, Selectmen agreed to extend that same cap to other town employees. Selectmen's Administrative Assistant Joyce Kearns, who has taken advantage of the opt-out policy, asked if there would be any adjustment to the pension union members received on an increase to 9% for pension contributions as part of the negotiations. Selectman Jeffrey Parkin disputed that the pension and health insurance opt-outs were connected. In North Canaan, after an agreed-upon pretrial mediation, the town and representatives of Becton Dickinson and Specialty Minerals reached a settlement of their property assessments, according to the First Selectman. Becton Dickinson agreed on a market value of $18 million and Specialty Minerals $6.5 million. These were lower than the original assessments. The First Selectman said the new assessments mean a reduction of $178,000 in taxes for the town. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen last week agreed to place an air monitor at the Water and Sewer Building on Calkinstown Road. Residents and officials of some area towns expressed concern with the impact of Cricket Valley Energy Center. Selectman Dale Jones said the Sharon site would be ideal since it's semi-wooded and away from traffic, which could skew the numbers from vehicle emissions. The board agreed to purchase a piece of machinery for $4,500, which was requested by the Conservation Commission. The appropriation of up to $5,000 will be placed in the commission's budget. First Selectman Brent Colley said several other towns have purchased monitors for the same purpose. Kent Memorial Library's spring book discussion, Nationality and War, will include four novels which Asian women write about disturbing and violent national histories. The stories are set before, during, and after World War II. Discussions will be led by Betty Crancy, a writer, professor emeritus, and longtime Kent resident. The schedule coming up on March 21st, Miss Burma by Charmaine Craig. In April, 18th, White Chrysanthemum by Mary Lynn Brosh. May 16th, Pachinko by Min Lee G. And June 13th, In the Shadow of the Banyan Tree by Vadi Ratner. It runs from 5 till 6:15 p.m. Town of Ankrum has a public hearing coming up at the Ankrum Town Hall to solicit public comments on proposed application by Berkshire Cable Corp, doing business as Consolidated Communications, for a cable television franchise to serve customers in the town of Ankrum under the same terms and conditions that exist between the town of Ankrum and Spectrum Communications. Pine Plains has their town board meeting coming up at 7 p.m. Dutchess County legislator, Cornell Cooperative Extension volunteer, and local farmer Greg Pulver will visit the Northeast Militant Library on Friday, Agricultural Literacy Week, the celebration. The legislator will read the book On the Farm at the Market by G. Brian Karras, being donated to the library. He'll also lead a related activity. No registration is required. All ages are welcome. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The supper for March 22nd includes vegetarian fare. The free will offerings for the supper will help the kitchen buy equipment for the Pine Plains United Methodist Church. The church is located on Route 199, that's 3023 Church Street. The Wasaic Fire Company holding a bingo night on Friday at the firehouse located at Firehouse Road. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Refreshments will be sold by the auxiliary. Northeast Militant Library presents its first annual Weepatuck High School art exhibition. It runs through Saturday, March 23rd. The public is invited to view the exhibit during library hours. A fabric swap, Leave What You Want, Take What You Want, is happening March 23rd at noon at the Lenox Community Center in Lenox. Bring your unused fabric, yarn, needles, patterns, arts and crafts. Connect with folks who share your interest or can help you learn a new craft. Clear out your clutter. It's a great way to repurpose and recycle. Bring a bag, bring your friends. It's all free, and you can take home materials whether you donate or not. Any questions? You can call 413-637-1154. The annual Jane Lloyd Fund Benefit Dance with the Harlem Line will be held Saturday from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at the White Hart. 100% of the proceeds go to the Jane Lloyd Fund, which raises and distributes funds to help cancer patients in Salisbury, North Canaan, Sharon, Falls Village, Kent, Cornwall meet their day-to-day financial obligations. Tickets are $15. For more information, go to thejaneloydfund.org. Troop 22 Boy Scouts holding a pancake breakfast at the North Canaan VFW on March 24th, 7:30 to 10:30, $8 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 141.71 to 25,745.67 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7728.97 and the S&P 500 at 2824.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.